USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Republican Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri blamed the House of Representatives for presenting a partial case of impeachment against the president and expecting the Senate to collect more information to bolster their charges.
I think it's a mistake to take this lightly or to act like you can send a half-baked case over to the Senate, and then it's the Senate's job to try to figure out how to do what you didn't do.
Senator Blunt was on Face the Nation. The House approved two articles of impeachment charging Trump with abuse of power and obstruction of Congress last week. The articles have not yet been transmitted to the Senate amid concerns by Speaker Nancy Pelosi that the GOP-controlled upper chamber will not conduct a fair trial. With the White House and Senate currently on a two-week break for the holidays, the articles won't likely be sent to the Senate until at least mid-January. This is USA.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at HBExtract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Miguel Diaz-Canel named Tourism Minister Manuel Marrero Cruz as the country's first prime minister since 1976. Marrero has been tourism minister for 16 years, presiding over a rise in visitors. Diaz-Canel cited Marrero's experience in negotiating with foreign investors as his prime qualification. The position of prime minister was held by Fidel Castro from 1959 to 1976, when a new constitution changed his title to president and eliminated the post of prime minister. Environmentalists and Native Americans can proceed with lawsuits challenging President Donald Trump's approval for the Keystone XL oil pipeline from Canada, according to a federal judge in Montana. U.S. District Judge Brian Morris expressed skepticism over government arguments that Trump has unilateral authority to approve the $8 billion pipeline. Listen online anytime at usaradio.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It's the busiest week of the year in the skies, and TSA has some reminders if you're flying. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
The first tip that the TSA's William Santos has for flyers is to make sure they have their boarding passes ready. Also, you have some reminders about bringing special holiday food along with you.
Whether you can pour it, such as cranberry sauce or gravy, things of that nature, have to be packaged properly in a container into your checked luggage.
TSA officials say the busiest days for flying began on Saturday and will run through Tuesday. Then after a one-day break for the holiday itself, Thursday and Friday will also be very busy.
Catalogs. You know, those glossy paper and ink offerings of outdoor apparel, kitchenware, and fruit baskets are not quite headed for the recycling bin of history. A 1-2 punch of postal rate increases and the Great Recession had sharply cut their numbers. Common wisdom had everything retail-related moving online. But the industry rebound appears in the works, fueled by what might be an unlikely group. Younger shoppers, who sometimes find it easier and more satisfying, even nostalgic, flipping the pages rather than clicking links. Industry experts say all of those catalogs crammed into mailboxes this holiday season are a sign that mailings have stabilized and may even be growing after a decline of over 40% since the Great Recession. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.